2-2 now, and the fans are starting to get into it.
Now, another Astros podcast.
Here's the pitch. He lifts it down the right field line. That's trouble, and it is in and out of the glove of Haniger. That's going to clear the bases on a double by Brian McCann. Wow. Just out of the reach of the diving Mitch Haniger into the right field corner, and McCann clears the bases.
Back here on Astro Launch, this is Steve Sparks, and I'm with the catcher for the Astros, Brian McCann, and I want to ask you, and this is probably a question you've probably been asked a million times, Brian. If you chose somebody on this team's hair that you could put on top of your dome, whose would it be?
I got a couple of them, but the number one for me has got to be Gurriel.
Really? You like it that high?
Yeah, I would love to have that hair. You can do whatever you want. Slick it back, put it up, make whatever you want to do with it. Yeah. Put designs in it like he's got right now, which is off the charts. I'd go with his.
You mentioned there might be two. Who would the backup plan be?
McCullers.
That's just pretty.
Yeah, that's like if I'm going to get dressed up and go to dinner. He's just showing off with his hair.
A little pretty lady on your arm.
Yeah, absolutely.
How would that change your life?
Just I'd have way more confidence. Yeah. You know, I'm bald. Yeah. Beard's, you know, kind of weird.
Yeah, so. Very confident.
No, it's hard to walk down the streets.
Really?
Yeah.
So you go into Atlanta. I don't want to look too far ahead of these two games with the Yankees, but you go back to Atlanta. That's where you live. That's where you came up, and you love that team growing up. Pretty special going back there and seeing the new ballpark.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Yep. Like you said, I mean, I've spent my first 9 years there and built some relationships I'll have forever. And I went back in 2015, got a chance to play in Turner Field one more time, and getting a chance to see SunTrust Park is going to be special for me.
What was it like that first time you went back with the Yankees? Did you get a pretty good ovation?
Yeah, got a good ovation and got to thank a lot of people for, you know, everything they did for me. So I wanted to get back there and play at Turner Field before it got closed down. But so I got a chance to do that, got a chance to say goodbye to some people, and it was nice.
Starting to see a little relationship brewing in this clubhouse, and it's you and Alex Bregman.
Yeah.
Looks like it's your little brother. Maybe it's a little puppy dog thing. What's going on with this?
I love him. Yeah. He reminds me of myself when I was young. Yeah. He eats, breathes, sleeps baseball, and he's trying to soak up as much knowledge as he can. And, you know, he's in Carlos Beltran's back pocket, you know, asking him questions all the time. And he's studying the game. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm a huge fan of Bregs.
Outside of the regular season, obviously the All-Star game's a big deal for a lot of these guys, and yourself included. There could be a lot of guys on this team to make the team. That's announced this Sunday. You were the All-Star game MVP. Mm-hmm. What was that? Was that one of the highlights? I mean, everybody wants to win as a team, but that's got to be special.
Yeah, it was definitely something I'll never forget. Yeah. I mean, it was right up there when you share a clubhouse with the best players in the game, and you know, I came up with a big hit. I got the opportunity to get to be put in that spot. You know, some guys got on, I had bases loaded, and got a good pitch to hit. But it's something I'll never forget. And, you know, so, yeah, that's one of the highlights of my career.
There you go. Catcher Brian McCann, thanks for catching up.
Thank you very much.
Low wind up. The pitch is belted deep to right field. There it goes. Upper deck. And we got ourselves a tie ball game.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros pitching coach Brent Strom, and the Astros taking on the Yankees this weekend. And Yankees had a pitcher by the name of Tommy John, who I think a lot of people don't even remember pitched anymore. They just know him for the name of the surgery that bears his name. First guy to have what's known as Tommy John surgery, the elbow reconstruction, where you have that elbow ligament replaced, and it's become commonplace now. But you were the second guy to have Tommy John surgery in 1978. It took a few years after Tommy John had his surgery for you to have yours. So just take us back, first of all, in 1978, where were you at that point in your career, and how did you wind up getting that surgery?
Well, I was with the San Diego Padres at the time. I had been released the last day of spring training, didn't make the club. I lost out on the last day of spring training. I knew there was something wrong with my elbow. I was doing some self-medication in terms of a lot of heat, sneaking away, getting cortisone shots, things I shouldn't have done, taking midnight drives to San Diego to see a doctor and trying to hide some things from the ball club, trying to stay in the major leagues, which was a big mistake on my part, and eventually succumbed to the Tommy John surgery. I contacted the late Dr. Kerlin, Dr. Job, and got the surgery. They were more than happy to perform it. Nobody had done it since Tommy John, and they wanted to see how it would work with me. I went and had the surgery in Los Angeles, re-signed with the Astros, as a matter of fact, and worked my way up from A-ball back up to AAA. Never quite was able to get back to where I was, but it was a surgery that allowed me at least to have get a chance to get back. I was not the talent that Tommy John was, but you know, now obviously, as you've mentioned, it's become almost commonplace, almost to a fault. Because parents believe it's a magic thing, as any surgery is going to have a detrimental effect. But there's reasons why it takes place, and that's what we try and do here with the Astros, is to stay away from the knife and do things correctly mechanically.
So when your elbow was hurting you, and you, as you mentioned, were going through all these different treatments just trying to figure out what was wrong, at what point did you realize, or did it even occur to you, that Tommy John surgery might be the way to go?
No, it was still a relatively new thing that Dr. Job had done with Tommy and myself. I had no idea what it entailed. All I know is when when I came in on my own, I had already been released by the Padres. They did a few tests and they suggested this is what I do. I remember, for a matter of fact, of sitting on the table. They tried to take the ligament out of my arm. I did not have one. About 25% of the people don't. So they went down and took it out of my left leg. I still have the scars that show it. And my rehab took a little while. I didn't really have a team that could help me do this. But one of my best friends, Bob Kluck, at the time, former pitching coach for the Astros, signed me. And I worked my way up out of A-ball, AA, eventually pitched in Tucson. And I was decent at the AAA level, but it was pretty tough to crack the Astros rotation at that time of Necro, Ryan, Scott, Richard. I mean, they had a monstrous starting staff. And so I became a pitching coach the following year with the Albuquerque Dukes, the Dodger organization, and that's when my coaching career took over.
Do you think the fact that you had Tommy John surgery and were the second guy to have it, do you think that has helped you in your career as a coach when you work with guys who are dealing with those problems and have had the surgery?
No question. You know, it's made me very cognizant and aware of movement patterns and what hopefully can help defray that. By no means am I able to determine that it's not going to happen. Pitching is a stressful motion, but being able to drive the ball in a straight line, which I did not do, and for those out there that don't understand what I'm talking about, we want to drive power in a straight line as much as possible. And when we deviate off that and let the arm get away from us, and what was happening with me is as I went to throw with the elbow starting to extend slightly prematurely, energy was, as a left-handed pitcher, was moving toward first base. I would have to stop it, redirect it toward home plate. And people don't realize, when I do this in clinics and I ask people, is a baseball a weighted implement? Half the people will say, no, it's not. Well, it is a weighted implement. It's 5 ounces. And if you take this 5-ounce ball and put it in a bad position with violent movement of the elbow, which is not meant to move in the direction of pitching, the elbow is designed to just go into flexion and contraction. If you do it incorrectly, it puts a lot of stress on the shoulder and or elbow, and over with repetitive time, that's what happened to me.
Brent Strom, Astros pitching coach, thanks for joining us. And I think from now on I'm going to call that surgery the Stromy. What do you think?
Well, people don't even know who Buzz Aldrin is. He was the second man to walk on the moon, so I just assume them not know me and just stay healthy out there. That's my best advice I can give them.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.